Station. Superstition, a god, a false god who rules by fear. I demand a worship from poor and rich alike, from the weak and from the strong. My victims are many. My slaves are legion. You who scoff and disbelieve, listen to this story.
Silence! You will please come to order. This is a session extraordinary of the Supreme Court, held this day of our Lord at the grave of the late deceased Henry Byron at Calvary Cemetery. You will come to order. Justice Peck, presiding.
The petition before the court states that the disinherited son of the late Henry Byron would exhume the body of his father. Mr. Byron, you may state your reasons.
It's my belief that my father never signed the will that disinherited me. The thumbprint alongside the signature on the will is not his.
As your sister and the daughter of the deceased, I protest. The thumbprint on the will was that of my father. I saw him accidentally spill the ink that caused the print.
Your Honor, there is $100,000 at stake. The body must be disinterred. The fingerprint taken. There should be no doubt existing.
I still object. Disaster will follow if my father's body is disturbed.
My sister is gripped in the throes of a violent superstition. A throwback from the Dark Ages.
Call it what you will. Thou shalt not disturb the dead.
Rubbish. Superstition. My claim is just. Let the grave diggers proceed. It's beginning to rain.
Yes, it rains. Tears from heaven. Perhaps a benediction on the dead.
Superstition.
A protest from the gods.
Judge, may I request, give the order for exhumation.
Wait. I'll gladly give up the money. Please do not disturb the body.
It's not the money, it's vindication. He never intended to disinherit me. Let the earth be removed.
My son, perhaps your sister is right. Death may stalk in the wake of the disturbed dead.
Again I say, superstition. Surely the Supreme Court is above such distorted belief.
You're impulsive, impetuous, inviting enterprises that involve danger and daring. Before I give my decision, let me take you back to the career of a young man, Lord Cameron, who challenged the power of death, ignored the superstition involved with the opening of the tomb of an Egyptian king. He paid with his life.
I remember the case, Your Honor. You were a member of the party, I believe.
Yes. It was at Luxor, Egypt. Lord Cameron had been warned by many not to attempt the opening of the tomb. It seems as yesterday. I can hear him now as he laughed at all our advice.
My dear friend Peck, it is absurd to ask me to give up this venture.
But you are practically violating the dead, Lord Cameron.
I am contributing to science, unveiling the mystery of the ages.
It is written, thou shalt not disturb the dead.
Superstition. Let the caravan proceed. Camel boy, advance.
You will rue it. Now mark my words.
Are you coming along? Will you brave the death you predict for me?
I suppose so. But may the Lord attend us.
Look, the workers have removed the earth from the main door leading to the tomb. Let's hurry.
Hi! Hi!
Your explorative and adventurous nature leads to your death?
Stop sounding the funeral knell. There's work to be done. Ah, here we are. Hassan, my faithful, the workers have not been idle.
The entranceway has been cleared. There is nothing left to do but force the sealed stone.
It's not too late, Lord Cameron. Let us be content to decipher the hieroglyphics on the terrace of the tomb. Let the dead rest.
What? Stop now? On the threshold of amazing discoveries? You must be mad. Give me that hammer.
Yes, sire.
Dig. Dig, Hassan. Close to the base of the stone.
Great Scott! The slab is yielding.
Soon we will know the secrets of the empire that ruled this entire continent.
There. The slab door is removed, my lord.
The tomb is open. The tomb is open. Success.
Marvelous. That will make you famous, my lord.
Come, let us enter. Hassan, Hamoudi, come.
My lord, I cannot go in. I am afraid. It is dark. I am afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of what? The dead? Fear the living, not the dead. Come.
He is trembling, poor fellow. He fears not the dead, but the blasphemous act of desecration.
Superstition, silly rubbish. Come, Hamoudi, hand me the trowel. I'll go in alone.
I'll proceed. I'll follow.
Bring the light. Ah, that's better. Don't touch a thing. It may crumble to dust. Judge, here lies before you the history of 4,000 years.
What is that other room?
Leading to the main tomb of the king. I want to open that door.
It's covered with inscriptions. How do you intend to get those writings out of here?
We use wet blotting paper, laid on the stone. Beaten in gently with a small wooden hammer, then lifted carefully off and dried.
You decipher them here?
No. I'll ship them back to Britain to be deciphered while I continue the field work. Stand back, Judge. The door is opening.
For the last time, I ask you to desist. Why risk your life to stuff the British Museum with relics?
I'm going in the tomb and defy the superstitions.
A storm threatens. The gods are angry. Come away, my lord.
For I'm leaving. I'll wait outside.
Cowards! I'm determined to gaze upon the wonders of the past.
I'm sorry for my master.
No good will come of this.
Hassan! Hamoudi! Judge Peck! I have seen. I have seen.
You're trembling, my lord.
What have you seen, my lord?
How pale you are, Lord Cameron.
I have seen the mummified body of the king. Jewels, golden chariots, magnificent images studded with precious stones, pagan gods inlaid with lapis lazuli.
There. You're ill, my lord, burning with fever. What has happened, my lord?
Oh, something I inhaled as I entered the tomb. It fairly choked me. I'll be all right. Hassan.
Yes, my lord.
Close the tomb. Leave a guard. Hamoudi.
Yes, my lord.
Remain outside here until the British consul arrives. Judge Peck, help me. I am weak. Take me back to the hotel.
Come. Camel boy! Aye, aye!
Oh, my chest is tightening. Help me, Judge.
You're very ill, my lord.
Oh, stay with me, Judge. Take me back to England. I want to see my family. Something tells me I am very ill. Take me back to England.
Thank you.
Forbear, my lord. Safe on board ship, you'll soon be home.
Home. That is such a sweet word. Where is the music playing?
In the dining salon. Too bad that you're too weak to go to dinner.
I am weak, old friend. Slowly sinking.
I warned you not to defy the superstitions.
Oh, gladly I give my life if I have made history.
You're too young to die, even though you contribute to science.
When I tore the wrapped shroud from the mummified king, a hot breath of gas came from it. I must have inhaled it.
Perhaps medical science will restore you.
I'm afraid not, old friend. I'm afraid not. I remember now. Right above the tomb door was a plaque. Words in ancient hieroglyphics. Words which I have heard you speak, my friend.
Words that I have spoken? What were they?
Prophetic words. Words of truth. Thou shalt not disturb the dead.
And Lord Cameron died in my arms.
A victim of his own rashness, his defiance.
And now, Mr. Byron, has my story impressed you? Do you still persist in disturbing the dead?
Let the dead rest in peace. I withdraw the action.
Bless you, brother. The money shall be yours. The dead be undisturbed, and peace of mind be ours.
But, Judge, tell me, how come the superstition concerning the raising of the dead?
It was known long before the pagan Greeks placed their dead in caskets, before savages hung their dead in trees, before India hurled their bodies into the Ganges River, long before Egypt mummified their departed ones. It came from the lips of the Creator of you and I and all things. He said, "Thou shalt not disturb the dead."
I am superstition. Do you believe?